Amen. It's good to see all you in the house of the Lord this morning. Let's open up our Bibles, Revelation chapter 19. Got to print the calendar off, but just to keep you updated, next Sunday, kind of caught up on me again, but next Sunday we're having Brother Nathan Erickson here. He'll be speaking for us, and then the 28th, if it works out, Brother Colin Fisher will be back and minister for us on Wednesday night. That's all I've got right now. Not next week, because Brother Nathan's going to be here, but our following Sunday service, which will be, I believe, the 18th, we're going to have a business meeting to go over the numbers from last year. We do that every 6 months. Those of you that have been coming here, that's something we do all the time. I'll keep you updated on where the money's gone, where it's come. I forgot to testify this, but we did get accepted to be a nonprofit organization, so we don't have to worry about the tax situation anymore, so praise the Lord for that. That was a big rigmarole. I mean, they finally approved us, and we were almost through a whole another year by the time it finally came back, but God is faithful, and we appreciate him helping us get through that. It was, you thank my dad for a lot of it, too. There's a lot of paperwork we had to do, and an H&R Block lady and things. They hardly seem like they know what they're talking about sometimes, but you just commit it to the Lord, and God brings it through. So Revelations 19, and let's start at verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. I'd like to preach, we're still talking about the original has returned. And I'd like to ask the question, what is a bride attribute? What is a bride attribute? Let's bow our heads together. Simplicity of his word, with every eye closed, you have a need, you lift up, say, God, I believe the word will provide for me today. You know my heart. God bless you. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word and a time to be in your house to receive of it, Lord, and the spirit to be here to quicken it off the pages. We pray, Lord, that you'll move my mind aside and all of us, Lord, that we won't think carnally. We'll put the flesh down by the spirit of God and we'll listen to what your spirit has to say. He that hath an ear, that this trial and temptation down here will be over, Father, and we'll be walking, Lord, and they're a son or daughter of God, and they were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Grant today, we pray, you that knows the hearts, Lord, you're the only one that does, fulfill every need in this place, I ask. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. What is a bride attribute? Now, the first thing I want to speak on is we use a lot of these words in the message, and we ought to. I believe that the way to accomplish what God's word says, back to the original hearts of the early apostolic fathers, back to our fathers of the faith. And Brother Branham uses words that the rest of the world anymore. Right, it's to be a revelation that no one else might understand, but they do, and they can walk in it. It wasn't given just to wait a little bit something more than somebody else. It was to show. a bride of Jesus Christ that is predestinated to conquer the devil in every situation, to prove to Satan that the cross really did work. When, you know, I think the devil finally woke up and said, "My, the Son of God, he got me on that one." But he thought, "Oh, I'll get that. I'll get those churches." Then he began to realize when Paul did. All right, that's fine. Since I changed it, maybe we should do that. You heard me anyways, didn't you? That's all right. I think we got it now. It's more for the recording than anything. But anyways, is that cracking on me? Tech guy's out. Guess we'll just have to go with it. It's okay? All right, good. But I believe that God has many attributes. And it's kind of a thing that gets people confused a lot of times to realize that God has more than one kind of attribute in himself. He's a savior, he's a redeemer, he's a healer, he's all these different things, but he's also you and I. Amen? He's also got part that's going to be the foolish virgin that are going to live in the new kingdom. There's going to be people there that, I mean, the earth's a part of God because it's eternal. I mean, there's different things. There's different attributes of God because if you're going to live eternally, you've got to be a part of God or you're not going to be there because the only thing eternal, the only thing that never started was God. So for you to be eternal, you have to be a part of that as well. So anything that's in the new kingdom has an eternal property in it. Amen. But the bride is different than other attributes. Right. Now look, the bride of Jesus Christ can't become the husband of the husband now. Right. We are the bride. So we humble ourselves to Jesus Christ. He's still our Lord. He's still our King. We don't usurp his authority. But through redemption, he has put us in the same position as him. By grace are we saved. Amen. And he has taken us and put us in heavenly places where he is. Is not to go get our own idea, not to think we can make up whatever word we want to, but we will be the same word that he is because that's where we came from. It is absolutely the will of God to be like God. Amen. And to be equal with God. Amen. It's completely antichrist to try to go over the top of God or to stay below him. Because God hates Nicolaitanism. Whereas people get suppressed and they have to stay in a cage and they can't get in his presence. Oh my, God wants to spend so much more time with you than you could ever imagine. How did you know that, Brother Andrew? How much effort do you put in to make fellowship with God? And yet he came down and gave his life that for the one purpose of spending all the time he could find with you.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
I was talking to a brother yesterday, or a couple days ago now, and I said, you know what? People don't think God talks to them, but God talks to people all the time. They just ain't listening because they don't want to hear what God's got to say a lot of times. You know what he usually has got to tell us? It's repent. Get right. Go to church. Read your Bible. Pray. And we go, oh, I wish God would talk to me. And you ain't doing none of those things, yet you get convicted day in and day out, day in and day out, wondering where that's coming from. I'm here to tell you, it ain't the devil telling you to do those things. It's the Spirit of God that's egging the bride to be who she is.
Amen.
We can't go so predestinated that we think we just lay around and just wait for the coming of the Lord. We are a part of the coming. We are the coming of the Lord. It's the bride coming of Christ. When she sees who she is and she walks in it, it literally brings the capstone down. And then we stop blaming this brother and blaming that one. The bride will not be a blamer. The bride will not be a complainer. She won't be an excuse maker. I'm going to tell you right now, a man that stumbles and falls, I got hopes for if he's humble enough to make himself right, if he's humble to get on the cross and say, God, have mercy on me. But when I see the man that's always got a reason, well, it's an excuse, it ain't a reason. Why, he just can't, oh, it's just my old sneaky nature. I just can't help but curse once in a while. Got a little quiet on that one, but... No, just sometimes I just get tempted and I just have to. No. Not the bride. The bride knows, why did I let the devil do that? Because I've got authority and I don't have to put up with him. You can call it pride all you want to, and a religious spirit will, but if you're part of the bride of Christ, you know who you are, and you know you're never supposed to subject yourself to the devil. That's like cheating on Christ. I'm here to subject myself to Jesus Christ, who is the Word, and obey the Word, and when I hear it, I do it. That's what the bride's going to be like. The denominations, as we said, there's plenty of fine men out there that is saved. There is. There's people that's getting saved. Not very many, but there's some. But Brother Branham said the bride or the church might be a number. So I believe that there's going to be souls out there that'll give their lives during the tribulation and they'll be in that new kingdom. But that's not the attribute that God was looking for from the foundation of the world. That's not why He sent Malachi 4. He sent it to find a bride attribute.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The first thing I want to say about this bride is right there. She hath made herself ready. What is it? She's got something on the inside that drives her. She doesn't need an outside influence. She doesn't need this special preacher to get it done. He doesn't need this certain group of people, and then I'll get a revival. They've got something on the inside that makes themselves ready. That if every message preacher in the world backslides, every church gives up, they've got something that'll hold true, just like Daniel did. I don't care if every Israelite's going to bow down to this image. I'm not doing it.
Amen.
I don't care if they put a decree, I can't pray with my windows open. I'm going to do it anyways.
Amen.
I love how the Bible specifically put in there that Daniel knew the decree was signed.
That's right.
What did it tell us? To quit being a bunch of sissies.
Right.
We get so afraid of offending someone in the world. How come you ain't afraid of them offending you?
Right.
We let them come in our house. They know you're Christians and you'll let them cuss. Come on.
Right.
You'll let them talk about some filth of the world.
Yeah.
Hey, that stuff stops at my door.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Too bad.
Right.
This place is my dominion.
Yeah. Amen.
And even more so when my little guys are around. That's my property as a parent. God has made me a steward over those souls, and I should watch what comes over. God help us to be more sincere.
Amen.
From the top to the bottom. Amen.
Right.
She's got something that'll make her ready. She doesn't have self-will. She has His will.
Amen.
His will is His Word, and His Word has been implanted into her, and it lives out. She can make herself ready. Glory to God. Next is, where does this attribute live? Let me read you a quote here. I was listening to the message. I'll tell you what, you get all kinds of revelations if you'll just sit and listen to it sometimes. How many times have you heard me say that here recently? I was just studying, I was listening at the same time, and God made me listen for about 30 seconds or a couple minutes there, and I got something out of there. Let me read this. Hidden Life with Christ, 1956. I want you to notice another thing of the believer. Same manna. And notice on the outside in the courts, they were walking in light. We're talking about the three courts of the tabernacle. You got the outer court, inner court, and holies of holies. We're talking about out there now. And they had light, and their light was sunshine, starlight, moonlight. Cloudy days upset them. Didn't have any light to walk in. Night times when the stars wouldn't come out, it was pitch dark. So they didn't have any light to walk in. That's the people who live out there. And yet, they love the Lord.
Amen.
There's people sitting here tonight, or listening to me tonight, that loves the Lord, and that's living out there in those courts. Oh, speaking with tongues and shouting, having a good time, eating the manna, and the midst meal cramps. Just in a few days. You don't know what it's all about. I just can't hold on, Brother Branham. I don't know what's the matter. Well, just step up a little closer. That's all you need to do. Say, I wish I could live like Brother Peterson or somebody else that you have for your example. Oh, they're always happy there. No matter what comes or goes, just a shining for God all the time. Wish I could do it. Well, you can. You're in the same group. You're in the same journey. God by grace has saved you through Christ Jesus, but you just want to come in a little closer to Him. Look at Him. Now we find out He walks in a certain light. A rainy day sure puts His light out. Just a little something happened over here, one mishap, something. Well, maybe I was wrong to begin with. I tell you, I thought Christianity was right. Then He'll go on a few days and maybe backslide and go out. Come on now. And directly, He'll pass by and something will go to tingling in His heart. I wish I had another mouthful of that manna. Here he will go in again. Well, I will renew my vows to God. I'll go back to church. That's just the way it goes. Then you find out he's up. He's just up and down, in and out, up and down. Why? It's because of the light that he's walking in. The rainy days comes and just blocks it out. That's all. And too many Christians, that's where they live in their relationship with God, is based on some outward revelation or some outward revival that comes and goes. But my, when the trials come, there's the light. It's gone. Come on now, depending on something on the external to get them to be ready. And that's not where the bride's going to live. That outer court wasn't the holies of holies. Now, that was just justification. That's just getting started. That's just putting your foot in the door, as we say. You're nowhere at the goal just yet. And I'm here to tell you, if you're living there, you can only last so long on yesterday's manna. Amen. Then, let's say, praise God, you get past that. And you actually get sanctified and get in there into the holy place. The holy place had, we know, a table with the... I forget everything now, but it had the candlesticks in there to light it. And that's the light you had. There was light in there, but that's the light you were dependent on. And we know what that stands for. It's the church's light. Now, let me show you what Brother Bram says. I'll keep reading. Then the next man, he lives on the altar. He just prays day and night, but he don't get nowhere. You find them on the altar. He's got light too. He's inside the tent now, but he's on the altar. On the altar, they had those seven lights, seven candlesticks, and they produce light. But many times we find out, and you people know yourselves, your lamp smokes up. That's right. They burn real low. The grease almost go out of the candle, and you know, you get them experiences. Don't you do it. Certainly. On the second place, you did that also. So we're talking about in there, even that's the group of the church. At least you stay out of the things of the world. You've consecrated yourselves, but you ain't got no faith to get past that and walk into that holies of holies where it's just going to be you and him. Where the pastor can't go in there. My spiritual brother, my spiritual mentor can't go in there with me. My deacon can't go in there with me. My mother, my brother, my sister, my cousin, my wife, or really even yourself with your thoughts. That's got to stay outside. And that light will shine, but it's only so much, and it's not going to last too long.
Right.
But the man, I'm reading now, the man who entered in, and the veil fell behind him. He didn't depend on the sunlight, nor the starlight, nor the moonlight, or the seven golden candlesticks. He moved up to the altar and under the interlocked wings of the cherubim. The Shekinah glory of the Lord was in there. A smooth light, and he lived. It was there all the time. Amen. Day and night, he walked in the light of the living God. Amen. And that's where the bride of Christ is to live. That's when you see somebody that the word has quickened, because if revival comes, they'll shout and everything too. But if everybody's in the dumps for some reason, they still got a smile. They still got joy. You say they got trials, they probably got it worse than you. But God trusted them because they are acting as a bride attribute. A bride that's not moved by any wind of doctrine. That's not moved by trial or temptation. But is locked away in the Shekinah glory. That isn't dependent on somebody giving them a phone call. Come on now. Or somebody come and visit them. They've got somebody to visit with. They've got somebody to spend time. They've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And they believe it.
Amen.
God help us to quit being babies and depending on everything else. Christ is more than enough for what you need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Remember our last service. What is the servant of the Lord? He's reverent, humble, and in action. I believe the bride will be the same way. She'll be reverent to the things of God. She'll respect the things of God. And I tell you what, here in the message, we're just getting terrible. Overall, I'm sorry, I can't stand the things I hear anymore. I thank God that I know it's predestinated that there's going to be a bride without spot or wrinkle. Because if I started looking around with my natural eyes, I would have given up a long time ago. But thank God, greater is He that lives in me, that lives in you, than he that lives in the world. Don't make no man of your example. He will fail you. Get your eyes back on Christ. That that surety, that rock in the wilderness, that no matter how drought it gets out there, we've got a fountain of water that just keeps on gushing all over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hearing about deacons that skip church because they want to take care of their dog. Don't come to church because they're busy moving and they work too much. Excuses. And that's what? The day you think thereof, that's the day he comes. It's just another service. It's just some church that have Sunday night. I'll tell you what, their percentage is getting low. What would happen if we had two services? You'd be able to make it back. It'll show you who loves God. I'll tell you that right now. Don't worry. I ain't voting on it just yet. But if the Lord would lead us, we'll do it. But God, just help us to put our heart into what we have. Believe that we are here. We respect God's house. I'll tell you how you know. How do you treat the place itself? Do we take care of these books that we didn't even pay for? How about these pews that we spent $100 on all of them? How do we respect it? Where did we get it from, those people? No, God gave it to us. And if we're the bride, we'll respect it. I know people that come in and think, well, this is kind of raggedy stuff you got in here. That'll show you ain't the bride because you're looking at the wrong thing. If God gives us these rickety pews that's got chipped paint, I don't care. If it's a blessing from God, I'll thank him for it.
Amen.
It's good enough for me. And on top of that, he gives us these nice ones for $100. Come on now. There's 20 more of these or something, isn't there? We got put in storage. God is faithful. How do we respect it? How do we respect it? I've seen people let their kids draw message books. How do we respect this? God help us. When you find people, and this is just me, I'm just going to preach. I don't care anymore. People that'll, I don't put my iPad on my Bible. I don't put my phone on my Bible. And I see that all the time. I see ministers do that stuff. Where are we at? Where are we at? We've lost something somewhere.
Amen.
And it's because people don't live in the Shekinah.
Amen.
Don't tell me the Holy Ghost will let you put something on this.
Right.
Told the prophet not to. He said Brother Branham would put his Bible in a suitcase last, so it'd be on top of everything else.
Right.
Hallelujah. How about the message of the hour? How much do you respect it? Is it life to you? Do we read it anymore? Do we listen to it anymore? We got other things to listen to. We got other things to read. God help us. We wonder why we don't understand what the preacher's saying. Maybe because you ain't feeding on what he's telling you.
Amen.
I ain't saying Brother Andrew. I'm saying any minister of God that's anointed with the Holy Ghost in this age will preach this message.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Don't tell me it's hopeless. If you're the bride, that's what you are.
Amen.
Act like it.
Amen.
Reverent. Humble. Not sitting there arrogant. Don't do it because somebody else is looking. Do it because you love God.
Amen.
Dependent on God. Respect God. It'll make you humble. It'll make you dependency on God. I thank God he don't let me get puffed up when I preach something.
Right.
When I see a miracle, he taught me that before I started preaching. Thank God for that. You know, sometimes I wondered why I was 18 years old, knew I had to call God in my life. Why did God wait till I was 26? Now I know. Look, pride cometh before a fall. The servant of the Lord must be humble. We know, he says, don't let a pastor be a novice, which is a new convert. Why? Because when temptations come, the devil will lift his heart in pride and he'll fall. I've seen it.
Yes,
novice ain't somebody that's just young necessarily. It's somebody that hadn't served the Lord that long. Come on now. We got to be careful about this stuff. It's the same when I just talked about a deacon that does that. As far as I'm concerned, he ain't qualified to be a deacon if he's missing church for stupid stuff like that. I really don't think you're qualified to be a deacon if you have to miss church anyways. How else are you going to operate in the office if you ain't here to do it? How would it be if you knew the pastor had to work second shift and couldn't be here and every Wednesday you had a guest minister? You say, man, we might need to find another man that can actually fulfill the job. Is that all right? I'm talking about rubber meets the road. I'm here to see the church of God on the word. When they went to find deacons, he says, find me men full of faith.
Uh-huh.
Deacon ain't got enough faith to make it to church. I don't want him praying for me.
Right.
Supposed to hold the mystery of God with a pure conscience. I don't know how many deacons even could answer a question I might have.
Right.
You say, well, they ain't ministers. Oh, yes, they are.
Sure, that's right.
So are you.
It's
the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. A workman that doesn't need, or how to, what, you know what I'm talking about. That we should know the Word of God because we want to. We love it. Hallelujah. And I ain't saying just reading it like a textbook. That ain't what we're talking about. You'll never get anywhere until you get revelation. And we ought to
praying for that more than anything. And that's what the bride will do. She knows she's dependent on her husband. She knows if Christ isn't in it, she can't be in it because we're one. That's the kind of attribute we're talking about. When Jesus said, without me you can do nothing, the bride took that to heart.
Amen.
Other attributes might be able to go out there and do some works just like Judas.
Yep.
Come on now. He cast out devils for a while.
Yep.
He healed the sick. Probably even raised the dead. That was the commission.
Yes, it was.
Well, what was the problem? It's just what Moses told him before about a prophet. He said, but if they tell us to go serve other gods, don't follow that. Hallelujah. Proverbs 31:29 says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all.
Amen.
A bride attribute is to outshine any other attribute there's ever been.
Right.
Even to where Christ himself said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater than this.
Amen.
See, most of us would say, I would have loved to live when Jesus was here on earth physically. I would. Amen. But we're have a greater light in this day. That ain't an arrogant thing to say when Christ said it was that way.
Uh-huh.
Brother Branham said if he had split out time and said, where do you want to live, Brother Branham, if God would have gave him the choice, he said, I'd live in this day because it's the most glorious light for the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thou excellest them all. Thank you. But how can you see it, Brother Andrew? If you ain't in there in the holies of holies, you'll never get what I'm talking about. You'll never understand how some people just come to a service and they just got joy all over them. And they just can shout for some reason. Your religious person standing there says, there ain't nothing worth shouting about here today. Huh, I don't see them. There ain't nothing going on around here. I don't see God moving. Why? You ain't in there. You don't have no clue what they're talking about because they're locked away in a place with that's sealed off. That's that they're sealed in with God and ain't no devil's able to get in and they know it. And they walk in it. And they don't open the curtain every once in a while to let a devil in. They keep it shut.
Amen.
That's the bride of Christ. And it's time for the bride to wake up and see who she is. That she's predestinated to be this. Don't make it some mountain we're never going to climb. Just know that a hand reached down and picked us up and put us on the mountain.
Amen.
We've walked around this mountain too long. Go ye northward. Go ye up, right?
Yes.
Yes, Lord. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We've got a part to play in this. We've preached so much on the predestination of God, which we ought to. The bride needs to hear that. You ain't never going to make it unless you know He already made it for you. But it's gone to the place now where we feel like we don't have no part in this. And we're just sitting around, just waiting for it to happen. And one of these days, I'll just go in the rapture, I guess. And Nate, don't got to really pray no more. You might make a good Calvinist, but you're not a bright attribute.
Right.
And Brother Bram said, I got no hopes for a church that ain't interested in bettering itself day by day and year by year. They don't just get one soul and say, well, I did my job for the year. They want another and another and another. I know we can't get people saved, but we can get them here. We can live a light before them that they know it's truth. I understand the ministry of the bride is a lot of rejection.
Sure.
It was for the ministry of the husband just the same, but he still found the predestinated.
Amen.
And we'll do the same. Hallelujah.
Right.
Some shining the light is to blind those that can't believe too. That's part of the reason. Remember Jesus said, if had I not come, you would have had a cloak for your sins, but now that I've come, the light shines and you're exposed.
Amen.
You're shown for what you are. You're a devil.
Woo,
glory. I don't care. The bride knows who she is. I've heard people say, well, I'll just leave that in the hands of God. And there's a lot of times to do that, but the bride knows how to judge what's God and what's the devil.
Amen.
When you see ministers that are supposed to walk in this message and turn around and say it's all wrong, I'm telling you, Judas incarnate once again.
That's right.
And there ain't no hopes for that. None. Don't give me your doctrine on it. I've run that through the Bible right here in this church. If a man blasphemes the Holy Ghost, he's done. And when I see another minister that'll pat that on the back and say, well, let's pray for our brother. I don't got no hopes for his revelation right now. God help that man to be able to discern black and white. It's one thing for a man to slip up. It's one thing for a man to make mistakes. It's one for a man to get confused. But when they take a stance and says, this is the devil, you blaspheme the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Hallelujah. Brother Bram says this, standing in the gap, 63, post seals, just in case you wanted this. But be it known to the church here and to hereafter, if God pushes a man through a pipe and he don't move at all until God tells him, there's no faith connected with it. And that's how most people move with God. They just wait until there's just so much pressure, they about blow up. And then they finally do what God told them to do. And there ain't no faith in that. And we know what the Bible said about somebody that ain't got no faith. It's impossible to please God. Amen. Let me keep reading now. It's God pushing you to something, and it's built the ministry, some on his own. It's built the ministry to a place to where there is nobody can say one word against it. But from henceforth, let me speak to you in the name of the Lord before you listen, because I must go out by faith. Amen. Prophet himself. I must do it by faith. Whether I think it's right or wrong or what, I do my best of my choosing and then go do it, because it hasn't been wrong. It's because I've waited till he told me to go do it. I've waited for him, so it wasn't me, it was him. And that's the bride's ministry. It's not her, it's him. It's not us, it's him. It's not my church, it's him. It's not my revelation, it's him. It's him, it's him. And he has made me a part of him, that when I say that, I'm connected with it and I walk in it. That when he leads me, Brother Branham, remember that he said the Spirit came to him and says, why do I always got to push you? Why do I always got to show you vision to get you to do something? How many of us, that's the only way we like to move? See, faith is knowing who you are and that your steps are ordered of the Lord. We're so afraid. We move in fear more than faith, I think, 90% of the time. We'll move in fear. Oh man, the devil will get us so worked up, and then we'll finally realize we should do something about it. How about we worked in faith first and get that fear out of us before it even shows up? Hallelujah. The bride is going to move in perfect faith. Not in some Laodicean faith, not some faith of a day gone by. In perfect faith, where the word is right. Where if they that are sick, let them bring them up. We'll lay hands. They're going to get well because the word said so. If I get baptized and repent of my sins and baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The bride doesn't add a comma there and add some more doctrine to it. That's how you get it. That's how you always get it. That's how they've always done it. And in this age, we've been restored back, and we ought to walk in the truth. When we witness the word to others, what do we tell them? Right. Sister, you know, you shouldn't cut your hair and things. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but how about we get them to the Holy Ghost? Ephesians 5:25, you all know this. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And we want to get cleansed some other way. You'll never get sin out of your life unless you're feeding on the word, unless you're giving it all, giving your all to the word of God, not religiously, but in a love affair. That's when you'll see sin push out of your life, and things you never thought you'd overcome, you'll realize they were nothing, because greater is he that's in you. But if you refuse, oh my, you've only got so much time, I'll tell you that, and you'll prove whether you're the bride or not. The bride will walk in the word, because she is the word. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and say amen anyways. It's still the truth. Hallelujah. If you believe in your heart, well, go ahead and let it come out of your mouth. I think it'll do better. I'm glad God didn't just love me in his heart, but he spoke it, and I could see it, and I could feel it, and I could experience it. And how much more are we desire to show our love back to God and to come to church reverent before him, not someone else, not concerned with anyone else, but I'm here to look at Jesus and know that he's looking at me. And I care about his opinion. Right. Yeah. Enter his gates with grumbling and complaining. And oh, it was just so hard to make it. Just kind of groveling in and just barely making it. Come into his house with thanksgiving. Amen. And enter his courts with praise. Yeah, we're waiting for the song leader to tell us to praise the Lord. Waiting for the, well, if he'd have preached a more stern message, maybe I ought to worship today. Shake it off, church. Let's just praise him. Why? Because I love him. I desire to praise him. I like to do it. You got another reason you can raise your hands? You got another reason you want to use these shoulder muscles here? That's why I want to use them. And if I've got youth enough to raise them, let me raise them. If I've got youth enough to jump, let me jump for the Lord. If I've got a voice to shout, let me shout the praises of God.
Amen.
And the bride will do that.
Yeah.
You read that in Revelation 19? They were singing, hallelujah. I believe she's supposed to be doing it now.
Amen.
In the midst of Satan's Eden.
And
you say, well, why did God let this happen and let that happen? He's washing you clean by the water of the Word. And the light shines the greatest in darkness. Hallelujah. You can't hide yourself if you're a real Christian. You're going to stick out. Why? Because it's just too much light. If you're walking in this light of this Word, people will know that there's something different about you. Hallelujah. That He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. Or any such thing. But that it should be holy and without blemish. The bride's going to be perfect in the Word. She's going to find herself already in the glorified condition. Come on now. I understand we're walking in this body here, but the bride's ministry is to conquer that last enemy, which is death itself, to where she won't die. She'll, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, she'll be changed. And if you ain't got faith for a toothache, if you ain't got faith to make it to church, if you ain't got faith to clean it up and kick the TV out and things like that, how in the world are you going to get faith to walk into a new body? I will set no wicked thing before me. Hallelujah. I ain't saying we can't never watch anything, but if you see filth, turn it off. You hear filth, turn it off. God help us. Now there's another big thing here, and I want us to turn in the Bible, Ezekiel 9. This ain't just some sour preacher, I'm just letting you know that. It's God getting us ready.
Amen.
He's wanting us to beat out the nonsense and to follow the Word like we're supposed to. But we can. And we will. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 9. Let's just start the first verse. He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have the charge over the city to draw near, every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughtering weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, and with a rider's ink horn by his side. And they went in, stood beside the brazen altar, and the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherubim, whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the rider's ink horn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, see, he wasn't too concerned with the other ones. He knew they would just take care of the rest of it. He had something specific to this man he wanted done first. Listen now. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that's done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they begin at the ancient man and were before the house. Now let me show you what Brother Branham says about this when love is projected. 56. Until the burden gets on the Christian church for lost souls, we're fighting the air. Let us stop speaking. I believe in gifts and signs and wonders. Why, certainly, that goes with the body, but let's not put that ahead of love and lost souls. Let's get into a burden on our hearts. The Holy Spirit marking the Jews in Jerusalem, to Jerusalem. He only come to those who sighed and cried for the abominations that was done in the midst of the city. And now perhaps this morning we take up to this challenge. All the glory, all the power, all that God has given to us here in this meeting and the great things that we've seen. How many laid on their face last night and cried and sighed for the abominations of Minneapolis? See, there you are. He only marked those kind. See, the bride recognizes who she is, and that makes her recognize her ministry. She sees her ministry is the ministry of the hour, and that if she doesn't move, if she gets distracted, if she doesn't listen to the word, souls will die. But the bride will know that. She is knowing that. She's waking into it. She's living in it. And that's why you see those that are thirsting after souls, that are living this gospel. Why? They sigh and cry for the abominations in the city. What city? Now maybe you can apply it to Defiance and things like that where you live, I understand. But the city was Jerusalem, right in the midst of the church itself.
Right.
Supposed to be the called out. There was only a select group that were sighing and crying, saying, God, you've got to do something or we're all dead. The bride can see past the curtain of time and see that in a few short years at most, those angels of destruction will be led over the whole earth. We hear of the things going wrong in the world now, and we just go on like nothing going on in life and just, oh, got to get up for church. I guess we'll do that. I guess I'll get up and pray today. I mean, you know, whatever. God understand. Where are we at? Where are we at? We are on the brink of the coming of the Lord, and the world is falling apart all around us. Why don't we see it? It's the virtual world. Let's just be honest. The virtual world takes us to a place where none of these things matter anymore. We forget about those that die every day because of the war and stresses on this nation. We forget about those that abortion's going on every side and all these. You hear just one random case and you think, oh my, what a terrible thing. That happens every day, day in, day out. Why? Because they left the word. That's it. There's no other reason to go find. And yet we want to try to help the problem with something else. You can't do it with just charity. Listen to me now. You can't do it with just feeling sad and giving and doing. You've got to be in the Spirit. You've got to cry out. You've got to stick out like Abraham did and said, I'm not going down to Sodom. I'll stay up on the mountain with Melchizedek because it's the only chance they got.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, we'll think if we go rub shoulders with those people. No, no, no. He said, mark them. Make them look different than everyone else. Make them have the seal, as Brother Branham said, coming and going.
Amen.
Is that the life that we live in? I'm here to tell you the bride will.
Amen.
And she is. Come on now. And if you're not, you've got one place to find yourself at the cross of Calvary asking for mercy to find where you went wrong somewhere. Don't sit there and just get mad and pout about it. Get to business with God. God will get business. Get to business with you. Yes, He will. He's never turned me down yet. And He's never turned any soul that's been sincere out of the thousands I've seen personally. If they'll be sincere with God, I've watched them answer every time. It's the man that wants to play games. It's the one that wants to think, well, God don't care if I still do this. Had a young man, he even got baptized and things, but the whole time the Holy Spirit already showed me he still wants to smoke marijuana. And sure enough, it came out. He hid it for a while, tried to, but then he started saying, I don't think it's necessarily wrong. I said, buddy, you ain't got a chance. You need to get rid of that thing. I said, there was a rich young ruler one time who just loved money a little too much, and it kicked him out of the kingdom. If you think this quota for being the bride is too high, it's too hard here in Laodicea. God understands that we have to struggle with these things and all this. I hate to take it to you, but God gave us a revival for the bride. She don't have to live in that. She's not going to. She's going to live in the bride's revival. Why? She's not going to make excuses. She's going to overcome. I'm not here to tell you that it's going to be easy to be a Christian. It's simple. Doesn't mean it's easy. It is simple, though. Don't tell me you don't know how to serve the Lord. Don't tell me you don't know when you get convicted and what you ought to do about it. If you've got the Holy Ghost now.
Right.
Even if you don't, the Spirit, He just speaks. At least He did for me before I got it. Just all the time, you just know, I've got to do this. I've got to stop this. I've got to just give my heart to Him. I got to quit holding back. Anytime I get out of fellowship, oh, the pastor gets out of fellowship. I'm a human too. When I get out of fellowship with God, at least I've learned how to get back.
Amen.
That's the most important lesson. Not just sit there and say, well, it'd be nice, maybe one day. No, but the second you recognize the presence of God is departed from you, that should stir something if you're part of the bride.
Amen.
It would be just as much as trying to come home if my wife came home and I'm supposed to be there and she can't see me all of a sudden and don't know where I'm at. It would start a desperation.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. You handle through all that. Now, that's the bride's responsibility. And it looks hard. It looks like there's just no way I can do it, Brother Andrew. I've tried and tried. But look, chances are you're living out in that outer court somewhere. You're living in that inner court maybe and got a pretty good experience, but you still got that, just can't seem to keep the light on all the time. It just, when it push comes to shove and trials get hard, all of a sudden you just can't seem to make it church no more. Just can't seem to pray no more. Just can't seem to spend time with God no more. You know, but I'm telling you, there's a power that's been unleashed to the bride of Christ that prophets and kings would have just wanted to look at it. There's been more power given to the bride of Jesus Christ in this age than any age. Amen. That she could literally speak a world into existence and go live on it. Come on now. How is that? Let me give you a few quotes before we close here. Christ, the mystery of God revealed, 1963. How did he? What happened in the prefigure now? He opened Adam's side, took a part of his flesh, which was Adam, to make Eve. The bride has to be the Word, for He is the Word. She cannot stand on creeds. She cannot stand on denominations. She cannot stand on good behavior. She has to stand alone on the Word. She is part of it. She was taken from Christ. Hallelujah. Let me go to leadership, 1965. And I so love this message. If you get a chance, go read it or listen to it. Because I've seen many men think how leadership's supposed to work. And really, they've just got a polished up Nicolaitan system that they've come up with this in this age. But when Brother Branham preached the leadership, it wasn't about the pastor being over this and deacon over that. Yeah, we have orders in the church. We understand that. But the leadership is only one source, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus Christ has come in the form of the Holy Ghost. And if you want Him to come in some other form, I'm sorry. That's the way He comes. And the only way you'll ever be a part of it is to repent of your sins. It's to be baptized in Jesus Christ's name and to receive the Spirit of God into you. Or else you will not have the proper leadership.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's only one form of eternal life, and that comes from God. And He foreordained every creature that would ever have it. Just as you weren't the gene in your father, you was a gene in God, one of His attributes to begin with, or you'll never be. You see what we're saying? If you'll just take a look back with eyes of faith and literally believe, I was there.
Amen.
That was me. An attribute of God. Just as much as God had an attribute to be a Savior, He had an attribute to be Andrew Crustle.
Amen.
Yes.
And once you can handle that, when you turn around and see what looks like a mountain, all of a sudden you translate.
Uh-huh.
And that mountain gets smaller and smaller, and you can live so much higher than what you thought.
Right.
Why? Because greater is He that's in me than it's in the world. Let me keep reading now. There. You come forth in the bedding ground of your mother. This is naturally now. Your father didn't know you. You were in his loins. And when you come forth in the bedding ground of the mother, then you become a human being and are made in the image of your father. Now you can fellowship with him. And the same thing by God. If you got eternal life, that life that come in you, the natural life, the physical life, that was by your father. And the only way you can come born again. Oh, listen. If you got born again, there's only one way it happened. Listen. The only way it had to be from your Heavenly Father, His attributes. All the Father has given me will come to me. See, you are here. because your name was placed on the Lamb's Book of Life before there was a foundation of the world. That's exactly right. You're a gene, a spiritual gene of your Heavenly Father, a part of God's Word. That be so, as I've said, amen. Then you was with Jesus when He was here because He was the Word. You suffered with Him, died with Him, buried with Him, and rose with Him, and now sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you believe in the resurrection of the Lord? Then you have to believe in the resurrection of the bride.
Hallelujah.
Glory. The unveiling of God, 64. I am happy today to be one of them. See, the prophet wasn't ashamed of who he was. He knew he was a part of it. Don't think that you're being proud recognizing yourself a part of the bride of Christ for saying, I know I've received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the one confession I want to hear out of a person's mouth. I know. I think or I feel like it on some days. No, I know I've received the life of God into my soul. Glory to God. I'm happy today to be one of them. Being identified with the Word, which is Christ, identified with Him, being baptized into Him, we become identified in His likeness, identified with His Word, which is Him. If I am in Christ, I am His Word.
Amen.
For He is the Word, and what He is, I am. Now we say, how am I going to sign cry for the abominations in the city with all this distraction? Yet, Jesus Himself got to the top of the mountain and He looked down Jerusalem. The people He knew would kill Him soon. And He said, how often would I have hovered you as a hen would her brood, yet you would not, sending you prophets early and telling you the word. And God did the same in this day. He sent the prophet way early, for we say 50 years before it got here. Why? To show you how much He loved you. Why did God wait 120 years in the days of Noah? To show His love and long. Because remember, charity suffers long.
Amen.
That's why He was long-suffering. It's the very nature of God to have mercy. God doesn't desire judgment, but He will destroy sin.
Right.
He won't. How many would want a heaven that has sin still in it? That's why when they sinned, the flaming cherubim had the sword come and keep them out. Because sin would not be eternal.
Right.
And God knew that. You're not going to eat of this tree of life just yet. But yet, the tree of life came down on earth. And He said, I am the bread of life. And if you eat of Me, you'll live forever. And actually, if you don't, you don't have a chance. And as we heard what the prophet said, you got some more time we getting tired of? Come on now, this is the word of the living God. Hallelujah. I ain't even been an hour yet. I just lost my train of thought. God help us. God help us to realize what Christ gave us when He gave Himself for us. Thank you, Lord. The tree of life came down. And now, as the prophet said, for you to not go in where the flaming sword used to be. If you have your flesh still as your identification, the sword's still there. Don't come in. No sin's allowed in. And it'll turn every way you try to go too. Why? Why is God sending that sword on you living in sin? Is to get you to repent.
Amen.
He's not if because if it was if He wanted you dead, He just would have killed you.
Right.
Why didn't Balaam die? God was having mercy on him as much as He could. So He sent a donkey and let him speak in tongues and let him see the angel of the Lord so he didn't die. And if God will protect a false prophet for his little bit of faith that he did have. How much more will He do for the bride of Christ?
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm not talking about being some outskirt, some Judas or anything like that. I'm talking about being the bride that Christ came to redeem, that Christ sent Malachi for, that Christ made sure 1,200 sermons got recorded and printed so you could get them, and He put them on the internet for free if you want to go find them. I'm here to tell you, you might as well just go back to the books. I've never hardly seen electronic be successful. That's just me. Maybe if you got a different revelation, that's fine. But I guarantee your Bible app on your thing don't get tapped too often. Come on, are we going to say amen? I can pretty sure that Facebook gets hit quite a few more times than the Bible does on there. Why? Because we just... how do I want to say it? It's a tree of good and evil. It really is. God help us. We can't consecrate this stuff to the Lord. But anybody ever got tempted reading the Bible? Seriously? Oh, I wonder if I could go. No. This is pure. It's clean. You get a message book, you're going to get tempted reading it to do. No, but how easy it is to look, and all of a sudden, we talked about this, didn't we? A little notification comes on the top. You're automatically distracted. There ain't no getting around. Just as much as your little son comes in there and starts running, jumping on you, and you can't hardly read at that point, but that's just some of the trials we go through. But thank God, I know in whom I've believed, I know who I am, and I can overcome this.
Yes.
How? Because He already did it for me. God helped me to get over me and realize that me already got over me. Let me read you a few more. Actually, I was talking to Brother Jonathan Baumgartner. I don't know if you know him, but he's Brother Craig's deacon. He's my friend. We're just buddies. But I said, you know what, brother? When I hear of troubles and things, I realize that there's really one thing that goes wrong. Let me read. When you see people get distressed or get discouraged or get off the word or something, the only thing that I ever see go wrong is that they don't make this word their absolute. They start questioning. They start doubting. They start bringing in this thought or that thought from somewhere. But if you just stay with what Brother Branham brought, if you just stay with what the Bible says, I don't see people going off like that. It's got to become the absolute. And the bride will make it the absolute. You say, well, we're hearing the same thing over and over and over again. How would you feel on the day of Noah? Pastor Noah got up. 110th year in a row, opened up his scroll, said, the Lord told me, it's going to rain. Amen. Anybody want to repent and get in the ark?
Come on.
Noah, I like your message, but you got anything else? He said, no, I don't. Why? Because what else is there to talk about until we get in the ark? Maybe after we get in the ark, we can talk about things and say what God has done, what He's going to do in His covenant He's going to give us and all this wonderful things that's going to happen. But while we're standing outside the ark, we need to get in.
Amen.
And don't go out of the ark to get somebody in the ark.
Right.
You call, and God will bring those that are supposed to come.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Now, don't sit in the ark and just hide in the corner somewhere. You can stand at the door until the door closes. With all your voice, proclaim the gospel. I believe that. I believe in staying in the presence of God because God can take your voice that doesn't seem like it can go anywhere and send it 7 times across the world.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Sure.
An absolute, 1963. I'm tied to that ultimate. It's the end of all strife. I'm tied to it. That's my life. I was a sinner when Christ saved me. I met something. And since that came into me, it's been different. And I'm tied to it. Everything that I am is tied right there. Let me skip down. It don't make any difference what others want to believe to the individual. You're tied to that. That's your ultimate. That's the last word. That's the scarlet thread. That is Christ. And anything contrary to that, I know nothing about it. That's what we want to know is what the Word says. For I am tied to Christ and Christ is the Word. You get it now. And the portion of His Word that's lauded for this day, His Holy Spirit is here to manifest that portion of the Word. And what's the portion of the Word for this one? Power of transformation. And whatever Christ was, I am. And what He is, I am. Oh God, if He's considered a fanatic, so must I be. If He was a Beelzebub, by His works of His Spirit, I am too. And whatever He is, I am. Whatever He was, you are.
Amen.
We must be that.
Amen.
The absolute. No other bar. Mark 16 in action is the true church. All else.
Amen.
Brother Branham's a prophet. God sent a prophet. I believe this message. If it doesn't have Mark 16 in action, it's the wrong spirit.
Amen.
We must be the church. The bride of Jesus Christ. I lived with Him when He was on earth, when He lived. I died with Him when He died. I rose with Him when He rose. I'm assembled and am seated with Him now in heavenly places because I'm part of Him. Wherever he is, there I am. Wherever my servant is, there will I be also. Glory to God. And you see the Spirit of God come and he quickens the word and he quickens the word. And as a minister, I've learned that God doesn't want me to do the quickening. If the word doesn't quicken, they can't be quickened. And I got faith for the bootlegger out there right now. I got faith for the prostitute out there right now. I got faith for a student that can't get here because he started a new job. More than someone who sits and listens to this message day in and day out. Day in and day out, and they live the same old backslid or not even saved life. Because if the word doesn't quicken you, I have a hard time believing you've got the word in you. I understand there can be a period of time where it's confusing maybe. You don't quite understand it. Paul did that. He tried to serve God and he was stuck in some system. I understand that. But when the light came, when the light shines and it quickens, if it quickens something other than the word, you're not going to be the bride. Because it has to quicken the word. There's no other message to bring. I'm sorry if you want me to quote from somebody else. You've got the wrong pastor because I am sold out on this word that's been brought. You give me another message that ties this whole Bible together to make it all make sense. Not just make sense, not naturally, but shows you the signs and times. It shows you what will be hereafter. It shows you why Russia's doing what it's doing. It shows you why Israel's doing what it's doing, why we're doing right here, why even the message churches are doing what they're doing, because Brother Branham said that would happen. You're a big, nice group right now, but it won't stay that way. Satan will sap some poison in there. Don't you take no sides with it. Amen. Just stick that much closer together and so few far in between will just do that. Why? They won't humble themselves. Word and say, that brother might persecute me, but God allowed it. Yes. And I'm not here to go destroy that man. I'm here to live for him.
Amen.
I'm a Christian. I'm here to live for others. Not here to make excuses. Not here to get mad. Not here to throw a little temper tantrum and say, why they always got to pick on me? Why they always talking about me? Maybe they ain't. Maybe it's just the Lord loves you and he's trying to get that rotten devil spirit out of you that makes you selfish. That makes you complacent. That makes you play the blame game. If you ain't living in the bride's revival, you've got one place to look, right there in the old mirror. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. And I'm standing in the need of prayer. I understand we have hard times, and Brother Andrew has them too. I understand that this world is terrible and that there's distraction on every side, but I am fully persuaded. And when any time you just consecrate, you having a hard time, I want you to try this. Go into a room and put on a tape and just put them on. And don't do nothing else. Don't load anything else. Look at the wall and listen to that word. Focus on Christ and watch the problem just roll right off.
Amen.
Get down on your knees. Cry out to God with faith now. Don't just, like we talked about, the man in the inner court just prays all day, don't get nowhere. You got to believe in what you're doing.
Amen.
You're not trying to grovel your way back. You realize that is my Lord.
Yes.
I love Him. Yes. And I'm here to make it right. But I know He'll answer me.
Amen.
You've got to go in faith. People want God to push them through a pipe. They want Him to just do it all. But the bride, the attribute of being the bride of Christ, will not have that attitude. How will she sigh and cry for the abominations done in the city? Because Christ is. How will she heal the sick? Because Christ is. How will she save the lost? Because Christ is. And Christ is doing it through her.
Amen.
Stand together this afternoon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touching Jesus, that's what I want. A flat bed, it's 262. Thank God for His leading, that the Holy Spirit definitely took me a different direction than what I had thought previously. But I see His Spirit working. I wish I could tell you everything that I see, but I only can do what He allows me to do. I know it's the best way. I've just learned to trust Him. Hallelujah. focus on it now. The word's come forth. What are we to do now? You've been taught better. Receive. Let the Spirit quicken. Let the Holy Spirit that you know is here and that lives in you, let the word on the outside respond to the word on the inside and bring you higher. You stuck in that outer court, brother, sister? Come on now. Get the faith to walk in there. Walk into that inner court. See the light shining, not just in you, but your brothers and sisters, that it is shining. We're not believing a lie. The word's been restored. And then get the faith to muster in. He wants me to come into that Shekinah. I might feel intimidated, but the blood washed me before I even got in here. Back out there in the outer court, the blood washed clean. The water washed, the word washed off that servant, and he went in anointed with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Jesus. Now humble yourself to the Word of God. We stay in His presence. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Thank you, Lord. It's time for a real bride's revival. Do you find yourself? I'm talking you, not your brother, sister. Ain't nobody looking around. If you don't find yourself where you ought to be in Christ, would you raise your hand? God bless you. Hands all over this place. Jesus, humble yourself. God help you. Thank you, Jesus. Now why? Why did I raise my hand, Brother Andrew? Because the Spirit is here to deliver you. Can you believe it now? Can you humble yourself and just say, you know what, Lord, I was wrong. I was wrong. I've been too boastful about it, really. Too much pride still in my heart. God, take your Spirit. Push that out of me. Push that out of me. Let my dependency just be on what you said. I don't need some outside thing. I've got the Word and it's good enough for me, Lord. You ain't been feeding on the Word? If I have enough voice to say it, do it now. Do it now. Stay in the presence of God. Don't lose endurance. Don't lose steam. Don't be weary in well-doing. When we cross, I think in about 5 seconds' time, you'll get over all the hardships you had over here. So don't let it dominate your life now. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And when you raise your hand, there's faith in this building now. Let the Spirit come. You remember how you let Him the first time? Remember how that was like? When you got right with God? When He drove the world out of you? You stopped cussing? Stop desiring those things. It's the same thing when you're getting a revival. There ain't no difference. That's what revival means, to bring back to life. Hallelujah. And you can't really die as a Christian anyhow. You just get deceived. But the blinders come off. The words come today. God quicken the Holy Ghost in each one. That seed of God that's in you. God quicken it today. That you'll be able to sigh and cry for the abominations done in the city. That you'll be able to move into the Spirit of God and actually be able to do so. That you'll, mother, be able to consecrate yourselves at home. Why does God let you be a stay-at-home woman? It's to consecrate yourself more than even what your husband can when he's got to be at work all day. But brother, when you're there, you know what the Bible told you to do. Lift your hands. Pray at all times without wrath and doubting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We talked about that prayer warrior bride. She's here. She's you. And I believe it today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you just pray and worship for a little bit your own way? No distractions. Don't worry about anything else. Express yourself to Him. Express yourself to Him. Say, Lord, I just need this. I just need a deliverance. Hallelujah. I need peace, Lord. Lord, I need to stay in that Shekinah. And I keep finding myself fall away. But I know, Lord, You're greater than that. I don't have to stay this way. Lord, take those shackles off in the name of Jesus Christ. And I won't be afraid to walk out of here. That's Your part now. Your part's not to be afraid to tackle on the devil. He's going to come and try to sway you back into everything you get delivered of. Every time. If it's sickness, if it's depression, if it's loneliness, if it's some thing of the world, if it's lust, it's pride, I'm here to tell you, the devil doesn't just give up. He'll come back. That's your part now, to still believe God when you leave. Right now in this presence, oh my, I don't know how you couldn't believe God. He's all over this place. And some of you that feel that sweet, warm aroma come around you, it kind of starts making you cry. It makes you really start appreciating what He's done. Hallelujah. Don't over-spiritualize it. That's just His presence. Hallelujah. And for you to be able to see it, how grateful you ought to be. He didn't leave you out by yourself, but He came to you. He knew you were struggling. And He brought you to church today so that the Word could come and set you free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let sin hinder you. The same question was settled. The blood came. Redemption happened. Hallelujah. When you received it, it was done. Thank you, Jesus. Right here in this atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. Stay in that atmosphere of prayer. If there's anyone that would have a special need and you'd like to come forward, I just want to lay hands on it. You don't have to go through a 10-page document about it. But if you just got a slight need, say, Lord, you know my heart. I believe if they lay hands on me, I'll have my request from you. Would you come forward now? Thank you, Jesus. If there's anyone, God bless you, brother, sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, brother. Stay in that atmosphere. Oh, Jesus, have your way. Thank you, Jesus. It's the bride's revival right here in front of you. You believe that now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just wait. There's still a few coming. Have a ministry, Brother Andrew. Here's your ministry right now as the bride of Christ. Pray together, believe together. Say, Lord, I don't know necessarily all these needs, but I know you do. And I know you're going to meet them today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just start praising for them. If you get it right here, just start praising for them. Praising for it, brother, sister. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting for the leading. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Just keep entering right on in to that faith is a mountain and the devil can't push it no more. Don't leave here with that same need. Say, Lord, you're meeting it. I believe you today. I'm going to thank you for it. I'm going to praise you for it. I'm going to glorify your name in the midst of your people. You're going to inhabit my praise. If nobody else is going to sing, hallelujah, I'm going to do it, Lord, because I believe. Hallelujah. Him now. Brother Kent, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your request. Brother Rodney, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your request. Yes, Lord. That's all it is right there, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Changed. You've been given authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Glory, glory, glory.
I believe when I call.
Oh, I thought your heart worshiped him now. Thank you, Lord. Just touch him.
Touching Jesus.
Some of you already have. Don't let the devil lie.
It's all that really
matters. It's all that matters. It just takes the burning right off.
Oh, and your life will never be.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Sit and just lift your hands and let's bow ourselves to our King today. Hallelujah. Just worship Him now. Worship,
I love you, blessed Father.
Jesus.
Glory and power be unto you, great King.
Lord God.
Savior, Lord, Redeemer.
Lord Jesus, you're my
lover,
Savior, my King.
My Savior.
You're my everything.
My
Lord.
All in all,
lift
Lord
your name
Jesus.
Up on high.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate
thank
you.
Jesus.
You are my everything. I give you glory, oh, honor, and praise.
Oh, glory,
blessed
glory.
Be your name, Lord Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah,
praise
Father.
Take
hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord,
blessed be thy name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus.
Restore us.
Hallelujah. Lord, forgive us of our sins and our slothful ways.
Thank you for
let
your
us
blood.
Be about
thank your
you business.
Your spirit,
let us follow
hallelujah.
Your word. Let us be in footstep.
Hallelujah.
Let us be in order, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let us bring, Father,
oh,
the
glory.
Word to the world,
Lord.
Father. Lord, let us demonstrate
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ to everyone we meet.
Hallelujah,
Father, that we
Lord.
Would be about your business, Lord.
Thank you for your word.
Oh, Father,
thank
we
you,
would
Lord,
be pressing,
for your love.
Pushing, pushing,
thank
Lord, running the
truth,
race, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
That lives in my
giving
soul.
It our all, Lord. Not looking to
we
the left or to the
you,
right.
We worship
looking towards
you,
Calvary, keeping our eyes on the path
thank
of righteousness,
you,
Lord Jesus. Blessed
you so
be your name, Father. Cover us with
Spirit.
Your blood, Lord. Wrap us in
thank
your
you,
word,
Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
May our eyes
Lord.
Be ever pointed
glory,
towards heaven.
Lord.
Glory and hallelujah, blessing and honor hallelujah. To you, O great King. Savior, I
oh,
love you.
Praise
I love you, Lord Jesus.
Praise you, praise
hallelujah,
you.
Father.
Oh,
glory to God.
God.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Blessed be your name.
Worship you.
Glory, 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 glory to God.
You.
Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Praise you, praise you, Father.
Glory, glory.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, I appreciate you. I adore you. Lord, I lift my hands in honor to your greatness. Lord Jesus, Lord Father, you're great, mighty, you're glorious in every way, Lord Jesus. How I adore you, Lord Jesus. Show me the way. Teach me, Lord Jesus, how to enter into your presence properly, Lord. Teach me, Lord, how to get out of the way that you might use me to give you glory and honor. Lord, to use my mouth to give you praise. Lord Jesus, to use my mind to think upon your thoughts. To use my ears, Lord, that they may hear your word. Father, my eyes, that I might see the way you wish me to walk.
Thank you, Father.
Blessed be your name, dear Jesus.
Thank
how
you,
I love you, Father.
I love you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I love you,
Father,
Jesus.
Help me to get in step.
Jesus.
Father,
I you,
as
Jesus.
I march forward, giving
thank
you glory
you,
and honor.
Praise
oh,
your
that
name,
I would
Lord.
Not let my arm become
thank
slack,
you, Jesus.
But I may bring forth your word.
Hallelujah.
Lord, the sword. Lord,
thank
I may hold my
truth.
Shield of faith. That I would keep
thank
the strap
you,
of my helmet of righteousness, Lord, of salvation tight, Lord
oh,
Jesus. Lord, and keep fasting, facing towards the enemy and walk forward in faith, knowing that, Lord, I am more than a conqueror because your word promised
you,
it, Lord
Father.
Jesus. I know it without a doubt, Lord Jesus, Lord, that we're moving, Lord, into your kingdom, Father. We're building it, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You,
we've passed beyond death, Lord, and we've been given
thank
life.
You.
By the eternal, the great King of kings, the Lord of lords,
praise
Jesus Christ.
Lord.
Oh, I praise you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I appreciate you, Jesus. I give you glory and honor, Lord Jesus. My life is yours. It's on the altar. Here is the sacrifice that Jesus brought. I offer it before you, Lord Jesus. Praise
hallelujah.
Thy holy name. Praise thy holy name, dear Jesus. Glory to thy name. Glory to thy name, dear Jesus. Praise thy holy name, Father. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Blessed be Jesus. Blessed be Jesus. Thank you, blessed Lord
Jesus.
Praise thy name.
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for
hallelujah.
Speaking to my heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you for putting your words in my mouth,
Jesus.
Lord, in my mind, Lord Jesus, giving me the power to overcome all things. Lord, that light of Laodicea from Jesus Christ shines through my heart, Lord Jesus. I appreciate you, Father. I appreciate you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand
hallelujah.
Together again.
Hallelujah.
Let's just raise our hands. Let's give him a wave offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just worship him in spirit. Worship him in truth. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a shout in the camp. Yes, Lord. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, thank you. You feel refreshed in His presence. You feel joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, actually, oh my, you just feel His presence all around. I'm telling you, all things are possible. It's not a time to be depressed. It's a time to be joyous. It's a time to see who we are. Oh, praise you, Father.
We love you, Lord.
That's why God delivered you. That's why He gives you peace. That's why He heals your body. Thank you, Lord. It's because He loves you. And He knew you before the foundation of the world.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
I just love that showering of His presence. Oh, oh, I appreciate it, Father. Oh, I appreciate it, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Worship, shout with your voice.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise you,
praise God, praise God, praise God.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
You, Jesus. Lord.
Blessed be you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus, praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. You feel